Thanks for listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Larry Mueller here. Really pleased that we were able to present to you the Interfaith Healing Service. It was a very moving service for, I think, for everyone, and we were happy to bring it to you. It did mean that we will need to reschedule Ann Schwartz, Ann, Associate Professor and Director of Kinesiology, at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a great guest, and we talk with her often about fitness and fitness fads. We're going to talk with her about high-intensity interval training, and she graciously bowed out today, and we'll get her on another show. I can promise you that. We'll have her scheduled again. Rick Seeney was also scheduled, and he is with us, and he's pleased to be here starting a little bit early today, and he was glad to do it. Rick, thank you. Rick, by the way, is CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, and he gives us great travel advice and how to get problems addressed by the airlines, among other things. Great to have him along, and certainly we welcome your calls and questions. Where are you going? Or do you have a question about airlines or a specific airline? The number is 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Rick, with us by phone, I believe. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. You know, in a tragedy like this, just thinking about travel, and I'm wondering how did the bombing affect travel?
Well, immediately they had a ground stop put at Logan Airport. So when these incidents occur, they don't know if they're going to be of a bigger nature. Is there going to be follow-on? So they immediately go into a much more heightened security level. So certainly Boston saw a little bit of issue there. Around the entire country, immediately they go to another level of security where they're going to be checking more bags. They're going to be deploying more personnel. So even across the country, that could be longer lines because they're going to be, you know, testing for bomb materials on certain bags at a more random interval, for example. So immediately they go into this heightened security level. That typically lasts, if we look at some two or three of the other events, around 2 weeks. So we're going to see a heightened security level. Hopefully this doesn't butt into any potential issues with the sequester as we hit the summertime. But the bottom line is that, you know, traffic was back to normal within a day or so.
Yeah,
at the same time, American Airlines had issues with their reservation system cutting off their particular thing. So it was all sort of a jumble there for a day or two.
And you have an article on faircompare.com about how to file a complaint for any airline or security problem. Is it really worth complaining to the airlines?
Well, I'll give you an example. I had a ticket that I got moved to a different airline on. I should have gotten some money back. I wasn't getting any joy out of that particular airline, made a complaint, and all of a sudden, you know, I got a voucher in the mail.
Oh.
So it does actually do that. This is basically in an area where they have these statistics for complaints. DOT keeps a series of complaints. Airlines actually have complaint boards, and so does TSA. And they monitor these statistics. Airlines are always looking at it to see, for example, United had a rough time in the statistics in this last report done by a couple of universities every quarter on the complaints related to the merger with Continental and some of the glitches they had with their reservation system. My question when I started to research for the article was, how easy is it to complain? Are we just seeing sort of an echo chamber of people that are upset? Or is it really easy to complain and these statistics are starting to go up and they actually do reflect what's going on? And as it turns out, not enough people know where to complain at. So we gave them a set of about 20 links in each airline and all the DOT and as well as TSA if they have any issues. And definitely you want to do this. Just remember, the DOT doesn't care about your complaint. They're just counting it. So
okay.
So they're not going to help you out at all. But in the case of DOT, they're counting it, which the airlines do look at those statistics. And even some people's bonuses and raises and a variety of things are key to those statistics, like baggage handling rates and on-time performance and a variety of other things.
Interesting. So go to faircompare.com for that. Well, go there for other things as well, but go for that article. I think we posted it as well on my Facebook page. So
yeah, it's also on ABC News for my weekly ABC News column as well.
Okay. Mary in Pewaukee has a question for you. Hi, Mary.
Hi, yes. Good morning. And I wanted to ask, we're planning on a vacation to Spain, probably Barcelona, or I believe they say Barcelona, in October for my daughter's 40th birthday. And we're just wondering if there's anything specific that you could tell us about, or when's the best time maybe to buy tickets for that. It's not an absolute for sure, but...
You've asked the right person because I'm taking my family there in June. So.
Wonderful. Well, maybe I'll find out more in July.
Typically your cheapest trips are going to be through Madrid. In my particular case, we're going to be flying into Madrid and taking a train to Barcelona.
Okay.
Because Iberia is one of the few airlines that flies between those, and we didn't have a good schedule. And the train was something that my daughter really wanted to do, for example. I don't know how many family members you have going, but definitely the train to Barcelona is a cool thing. Madrid is sort of like, I would consider it to be sort of a non-coastal city like Chicago without the lake. And Barcelona is unbelievable, right? So we're going to be spending a couple days in Madrid and several days in Barcelona. So as far as pricing points right now, we bought our tickets back in January for a June trip. You're looking at October. You should start shopping within the next month and a half or so. The good news about October is that, depending on what part of October you're going in, a little bit later in October, the price points break. So at the end of August, the price points go down by about 20%, and in the second week in October they go down by another 20%.
Woo! So it gets
depending on when you're going, that can be a little iffy on the weather. If you get into late October, it could be a little chillier than you expect, especially in Barcelona on the coast.
Great.
But you're looking at ticket prices out of Minneapolis or Chicago, the big sort of hub airports in that general vicinity, around that time frame, right at $1,000 right now. Summertime tips are going for $1,450 to $1,500 right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking airfare travel advice with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking air travel today here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller, my guest, Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Great to have him back. Thank you for listening in. Join us with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Karen in Belgium, Wisconsin, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. We're planning a trip down the Amazon, a riverboat, and would fly from Milwaukee to Lima or Chicago to Lima, and would like to know what time of year is the best as far as airfare and how far in advance does one need to book.
Yeah, so typically for a trip like that, you want to start shopping, not necessarily booking, about 5 months before departure.
Okay.
There's not a huge seasonal difference to Lima, for example, like you would find if you're going to Europe or something. There are some off seasons there, and you want to try to catch those particular off seasons. If you come to our site, we'll show exactly when those off seasons are. Typically, ticket prices from hubs like Chicago and Minneapolis during the summer time frame are a little bit cheaper, for example.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take a look here. It typically ranges out of Milwaukee, around $1,100, but if you actually flip over to Chicago, it's typically about 25% cheaper in the $800 range.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so if you're taking a larger family, you can drive whatever the distance is, sort of in a three-hour radius. Sometimes it's better to drive, especially if you have a larger family, to actually take them, because you're going to get a pretty big discount flying out of Chicago, for example.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But definitely you want to try to shoot for that $800 to $900 range. Every now and then you might catch a sale between $800, as long as you start shopping about 5 months before and try to buy no later than 3 months before.
Okay. I looked at November prices in out of Milwaukee and Chicago. It was around $1,100 or $1,200.
Yeah, I'm looking at prices right now out of Chicago. You're looking at October time frame, for example, $850 right now.
Oh, okay.
Good enough.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Karen, for calling. And Bonnie in Green Bay, hello, thank you for calling.
Thank you. My husband and I will be traveling to Christchurch, New Zealand in January of next year, and I wanted to know how soon we should begin looking at airfares.
Well, definitely that's a little bit after high season because there's a lot of travel to both Australia and New Zealand during Christmas time. It's their, obviously, it's their summertime there. So so you'll definitely want to start shopping a little bit early. I would start shopping probably around the June, maybe early July time frame. It's a little early right now. There's no real incentive for airlines to discount that far in advance. So you want to start at that sort of 5 and 6 month window before you're leaving. If you do go in January, you're going to save a little bit of money because that season breaks off right as we hit, you know, the first of the year in January. Because you have the flexibility of going later in January, you should get a fairly decent price. The cheapest tickets are out of San Francisco and Los Angeles to get over there. Sometimes it's worthwhile to actually take a domestic trip to the West Coast and then get the cheaper ticket on, for example, via Australia if you're flying out of Los Angeles, for example.
Yes, we've actually been looking at that as well.
And actually, whenever I take that trip, that's exactly what I do. I spend the night on the California coast because you're in for a very, very long trip.
Yes, that's what we were thinking about.
Yeah, so go hang out in Santa Monica for a night and then come back and fly the next day. That's what I like to do.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bonnie. Thank you very much for calling. And Jim and Amro will turn to you. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. My son is in Panama for the Peace Corps, where it's nice and sunny and warm and not rainy. And my wife and I are planning a trip to see him sometime after December. And so we would like to know when to get tickets. And we're up here by Appleton, so I don't know. So I'm just looking for some general information. When would be the best time to go for tickets?
Yeah, sure. You want to start shopping. In that particular case, when you're heading to a place like Panama, that window is a little bit tighter. You want to start shopping about 4.5 months beforehand. You can actually find tickets out of both Minneapolis and Chicago, typically in the low 600s to Panama, if you do it, for example, in the October-November time frame. And even out of Milwaukee, you can sometimes get in around the low 700. So you pay about $100 premium to fly out of Milwaukee into Panama.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And Jane in Middleton, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question, and hopefully it's not too late. We are in the town of Middleton, and we can access like Madison, Milwaukee, or Chicago Airport. We have 5 in our party. 2 have special needs, 1 with autism, the other 1 significant physical disabilities. And we're trying to get to see our relatives in Sacramento area this August and, of course, have not looked at any flights because we just figured out we had the time off. For us, we really need direct flights. Last time we flew through Minneapolis on Northwest, they bumped us at 7:30 at night, and we spent 2 days out of our 7 days vacation in Minneapolis.
Yeah, for nonstops. Yeah,
you're not gonna
find a nonstop out of Milwaukee to Sacramento. Those are two regional cities, and that's just not the way network systems, after all the mergers, work. You're gonna have to either find it out of Minneapolis or Chicago.
Chicago,
you're gonna most likely find nonstops on United, for example.
Okay.
And then Minneapolis, you would find them on Delta, for example. So you're
not
looking
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, you'd have to connect. Yeah,
okay.
I doubt there are any let me take a quick look.
Or San Francisco, too, would work.
Yeah, well, I think out of Milwaukee, you might actually get to Oakland because of the nonstop. Yeah, Southwest flies nonstop to Oakland. So you might check that as well.
Okay.
But you're looking at price points in that August time. If you can do it at the last part of August, the last week in August, for example, you're going to save yourself about 20%. That's when prices drop down a little bit. You're looking at the 380 to 390 range right now out of Chicago and Minneapolis. That's pretty high, actually, for a 2.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
So I would wait a little bit. I don't think it's going to get much higher than that. So I might wait a little bit, especially for shopping in August. You don't want to shop any sooner than 3 months out. So I'd wait, sort of until, mid-June time frame to start shopping. Definitely buy your ticket at least 30 days before departure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Mary Ann in Duluth, Minnesota. Hello.
Hi. I have kind of a sensitive issue that I've run across twice now when I've been flying. I fly a lot for work, and where I've had somebody sit next to me whose body size is more than the size of the seat. so that we can't put down the armrest between us. And the last time it was several hours, and I'm squashed up against a window. And, you know, it's a tough thing because I don't want to embarrass the person sitting next to me. And, you know, so what I did the second time as I was leaving, I waited to the very last to go out of the plane and brought it up to the stewards and to the airline pilot. And they said, well, you need to contact airlines. So I sent them a short note. And they sent me a note saying, no, it's up to the person who takes the tickets. You know, you're boarding.
You're getting bounced back and forth.
And so I just felt, you know, how unfair. I paid full price for my seat. And it just seems that, you know, it would be more fair that person that takes that size maybe needs to buy two seats or go into first class. And it's really tricky. You don't want to offend anyone.
No,
so you're really kind of caught.
This is something I've written several times on USA Today and ABC News, my columns every week or so. And this is a very sensitive subject. Certainly, unfortunately, what happens is that it turns the flight attendants, sometimes the pilot, and it sounds like you went through the food chain, into sort of the judge and jury on whether or not somebody is quote unquote too fat to fly, right? We've seen a variety of these particular issues occur. Unfortunately, for people that are of size, their incentive to buy two seats isn't high, because the way the policies read is that if there's any empty seat within the plane, they'll reaccommodate you so you're next to a seat that's empty, right? And so there's no incentive for them to buy two seats ahead of time. And so what you have is this thing that actually happens in your particular case. And unfortunately now, with no empty middle seats on aircraft, used to, there was a third of the plane used to be empty back 2005, 2006. Now in the new airline business model at $90 barrel oil, every seat is full. And this happens quite a bit. And there's no real good way to do it other than bring it up to the flight attendant. They typically will try to reaccommodate you. That's one thing to do. And to be honest, the passengers that are infringing upon you also don't feel very good about it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they'll try to ask and say, hey, is there any way I can do this? Can I, you know, move to a particular other seating? But it really has to be negotiated on the airplane. Unfortunately, by the time you know this is happening, the airlines are
it's too late
to you. And so you're going to basically have to negotiate with the gate agent, the flight attendants, or the pilot, and they don't want to be the judge and jury on this. We've seen many high-profile cases where some people were tossed off flights.
And a whole lot more. And we'll talk some more about this. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with our guest right after this look at the news. We have many guests who come on several times a year that people really enjoy hearing from, and our guest today is certainly one of those guests. We often get calls asking when Rick Seedy is going to be on next, because somebody has a big vacation plan and really want to get some great air travel advice. Rick's co-founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. It's F-A-R-E, compare.com, FareCompare.com. He helps us navigate the world of airfares and keeps us informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always great to have you with us. Thanks for taking time once again to be here.
Yeah, sure. Anytime you'd like.
There are some rankings out for the best and worst airlines, and they cover everything from lost baggage to passengers being bumped from flights. Anything that stands out? I know you had an article on this. What really stands out to you?
Yeah, well, I think Hawaiian always has the best on-time rates because they have those beautiful destinations over in Hawaii that they're leaving from all the time. I think the one thing that stood out to me was that Delta cracked the top five, the first big legacy airline. I've seen these statistics for many, many years now. That's the first time I've seen Delta crack in. A lot of these statistics are around sort of how many bags were lost. Well, of course, people don't check bags anymore.
You're right.
So that certainly helps. A lot of it's around on-time departures and on-time arrivals. There's a lot fewer flights in the air, which has definitely reduced the stress on the air traffic control system. So that's gotten better over time. So we see these statistics go up. Unfortunately, in the consumer satisfaction survey, airlines are still ranking below the IRS, so they have a little ways to go.
Okay. Tom in Escanaba, Michigan, has a question. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
And thank you for taking my question. And as always, I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
My question is this. I'm flying from JFK to Shannon, in May. I typically don't do this, but I'm booking my flights separately. I'm looking at a Delta flight because I have a voucher from a previous flight that went awry, so to speak. Would 3 hours and 5 minutes between flights be enough? By that, I mean I would arrive purportedly between 3 hours and 5 minutes at JFK before the departure time for Shannon.
Yeah, you're going to have no problem there because you don't have to go through immigration or anything like that. So you shouldn't have 3 hours. It's not a super tight connection. That's actually probably about the standard time you would want to go. Now, if you were actually doing that, it's difficult actually to get out of JFK to Shannon directly. There's only a handful of flights. It would be nonstop there. So if you were going on the other side and you had to connect and you had to go through immigration, you'd want a much longer connection, for example.
Okay, thank you. And just a comment. This only works, you know, if you're going to be gone, say, 2 or 3 weeks. But I try to avoid O'Hare. Nothing against O'Hare, but I just don't like the congestion. And I find that if I'm going to be gone maybe, you know, a fortnight or so, I will leave my car at the long-term parking in Milwaukee, take the train down to Chicago, O'Hare, and then just, of course, take it back because you save a lot on parking. And it's just, for me, it's easier. It doesn't pay to do it unless you're going to be gone, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. But still, I throw that out there. It's worked for me many times in the past.
Yeah, and
thank
just
you very much.
Yeah, sure. Just remember, too, when you're shopping for international airfare, people, especially people with lots of flexibility, most of the cheaper airfares have a 30-day maximum stay. So if you make your trip 31 days, that price goes up about 40% typically. So just be aware of that when you're staying on those longer stays.
Very good. Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate it very much. And Rose in Menominee Falls. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi there. I was calling to see if the airlines have offer any flexibility for bereavement. I know they used to at least offer discounts if you were going to a funeral or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so but if someone has not yet died and you don't know for sure when they're going to die, but you know they are, and I'd like to take advantage of better rates rather than waiting till the last minute. Is
there
any?
Yeah. So basically what's happened is that what the airlines will say to you today typically is our fares are so low, we don't really need to offer you discounts. Of course, that's not the case. And so senior discounts and bereavement discounts have sort of gone away. Now, some airlines, I know United actually has a 10% bereavement discount, but you have to call somebody on the phone to book the ticket, which also costs you $25. So sometimes it doesn't, depending on where you're going domestically, it doesn't save you a whole lot. The more important part of that is, because it's an emergency trip, typically you're going to be shopping inside of 3 days before departure. They're going to treat you as a business traveler. And that means the ticket prices are typically $500 to $1,000 round trip. And that's the bigger chance. If you do call them and get 10% off, you can get that. Typically what I like to do in those particular cases, especially at the last minute, is use miles or have my friends provide me a ticket on their miles and then pay them back sort of the difference in price, because that's the best time to actually use your miles in those particular cases if you have some credit card miles or airline miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Yeah, I've got a pretty good pile of miles piled up, but lately few trips I've taken, I didn't want to spend the miles because they were under, you know, in the $250 range as opposed to...
Yeah, so I wrote a column for USA Today a couple months ago on this particular topic. The break point for me is around $460. If your ticket's below $460, pay cash. If it's above that, typically you want to actually use your miles. So that's a good meter. So definitely you don't want to spend them on the $250 trip.
No. Deborah in Utah. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hi there. How are you today?
Just wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. A little soggy, but okay.
Well, you're calling from Utah?
Yes.
Great to have you call.
Thank you. I've got a son that is a dentist in the Air Force, and he is being transferred to Aviano, Italy, which I guess is about an hour north of Rome, from what I can tell. From Venice. And I was wondering, there might be quite a few in our family, like 8, that might want to go, so we'd like to know what time of year would be the best to perhaps do this. And also, if there's possible cities that we should try to fly to, you know, to get better rates, or how I get there.
Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, in this particular case, I'm not sure what city you're going to be flying out of. It sounds like you were actually in Utah.
Probably
somewhere.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Yeah. So typically you'd be flying Delta out of Salt Lake City because that's about 75% or 80% of all flights. So Delta, you definitely would want to go into Rome. Typically you'd fly from Salt Lake City Connect in Atlanta, for example, or maybe into JFK. Into Rome on a one stop. That's what I would recommend. The best time to fly for that, in my opinion, if you're going into Italy and Rome at the best price point, is about the first week in September.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's a couple reasons for that. The month of August, Italians aren't in Italy. They're all taking their vacations. And the second thing is the price point drops at the last week in August, so you'll get a good 25% break if you take that trip in that first couple weeks in September. Plus, you don't get into the sort of that colder weather as the end of September and October. So that's when I personally would go. The other option to go is right at the beginning of spring, which is sort of past already. So definitely your next option to get sort of the best deal at the moment is that first couple weeks in September.
Okay, and then if Rome's a little ways away from where he is, I guess.
There's plenty of train service. Yeah, you'll take a train service, especially if it's only an hour away.
Yep.
Okay, I appreciate your help so much.
Yeah, sure, and you're going to be looking at about, at that time frame, around $1,050 would be what the price you should shoot for.
Okay.
Good. Thank you so much.
Yep. Good luck, Deb. Appreciate your call. Deborah from Utah. And always great to have callers from out of state. Beth in Green Bay, back to Wisconsin here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What can we do for you today?
Well, next January, I'm going on a trip with my sister and her family to Fort Lauderdale. And she called me last night to tell me she already booked the tickets. And we're flying out of Green Bay, and the tickets for the two of us round trip for my daughter and I is like $970.
Oh.
Now, I was trying to tell her she booked too soon, but she's like, well, it's a small airport. They're going to run out of seats. And so what is your opinion on that?
Oh,
yeah. So what time frame are you going?
We're going January 7th.
Yeah, no, typically... You know, the one question people ask me is, if I was going to give one person advice, what would they do? And I'd say, think of the day you want to start shopping and shop Wayne Daler. The only counterexample to that is what just happened.
Yeah.
Because you're shopping like 8 months in advance.
Can you still cancel?
We have 24 hours, so I could possibly do it, but she's like this. She's worried that the seats will all be taken because it's
no. They're in January is one of the slowest months of the year to travel. There's going to be plenty of discounts. You're going to see lots of discounting in late October. January is the cheapest month to fly historically, and you shouldn't pay any more than about $285 for that trip. So it looks like you overpaid by about $150 to $200.
Yeah, I thought so. I
definitely would
that.
Use the 24-hour guarantee, and then I'd rebook those tickets later.
Okay.
By the way, that 24-hour guarantee is a new DOT rule. You know, in Texas, we have what's called the Lemon Law. So you have up to 24 hours to cancel that booking at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth. Save yourself a little money there. Bill in Presque Isle. Hi.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Planning a trip to Shanghai, probably in September or October, out of Milwaukee. Plan on staying about 90 days. I just heard you say that there's a penalty for international flights over 30 days. So I'm
Well, a little bit, yeah. So there's another break point at 90 as well on some of the flights. Usually on Asian trips, that break point moves to 90. It's mostly 30 for European trips. So just keep it under 90, and typically you won't get that penalty. So keep it under 3 months.
Okay, under 90 days.
Yeah. And to get out of Milwaukee, you're looking at least a two-stop to get out of Shanghai, because Shanghai is not a very popular non-stop destination from the United States. So you're looking at a two-stop flights. Price points in sort of September, October timeframe typically run between $1,500 and $1,700 into Shanghai, a little bit cheaper into Beijing. So definitely, you know, if you fly out of a hub city like Chicago, you might actually be able to get a nonstop into Shanghai. I think they might have one nonstop, and out of Minneapolis, you would probably have to connect.
Well, I've gone there before, and I've usually gone out of Detroit, you know, Milwaukee to Detroit, and then direct to Shanghai.
Back to, yeah, so then you could go on a one-stop if you go through Detroit to Shanghai. There's only a handful of cities in the United States that actually have non-stops into Shanghai, Detroit being one of them.
No. Okay. There you go. Thanks,
right.
Bill.
Thank you.
And Jean in St. Germain, hello.
Good afternoon. I have a daughter who will be going to school in Greece from the end of September.
Yep.
And she'll be there, she's intending on staying straight to May of 2014. So I guess my first question would be, when should we look to book that and how much would I expect to pay?
Sure. What time of year are you going?
September 22nd. She'll be
yeah, there. So that heads into the fall season, the shoulder season area. Typically, ticket prices into Athens, if you're looking out of some place like Milwaukee, for example,
yeah,
you should be able to
Milwaukee, Chicago, or you know.
Yes, Milwaukee typically would run about $80 more than Chicago, but you're looking at ticket prices just south of $1,000 out of Milwaukee, and you should get under $900 that time frame out of Chicago.
Okay.
All right.
And so I wouldn't want to book her a round trip ticket. It's book the one way now, and then in May look for.
Yeah, I would definitely. I would. Yeah, for that time frame, you want to start shopping in the next month and a half or so. I definitely would start shopping. If you see a ticket price, you know, under $900, I'd go ahead and book it right away.
Okay.
If you see the ticket prices up in the, you know, $1,000 to $1,100 range, I'd wait a bit.
Wait a little bit. Okay. And then again, when she wants to come in home in May, when should I start looking to book that ticket on the other end?
Yeah, you would want to start looking in November of this year for that May return. That's about 5 months beforehand. And that's when you'll start to see the airlines actively manage the cheaper price points on those particular flights.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for calling. We have an email, I believe. A Facebook question from Amanda, interested in taking a trip to Bern, Switzerland, at the end of summer or early fall. What are your ideas for her when she wants to, how much, when should she look for tickets? How much should she expect to spend?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely end of summer is the best time. Again, there's this magical break point the last week in August because kids are starting to go back to school. The prices drop. So I definitely would do it during that time frame. You need to start shopping for that ticket about 4.5 to 5 months before departure. You're getting close to that, by the way, here in May coming up. So I'd start shopping in May. Don't buy your ticket any later than about 2.5 to 3 months out for those international trips. And expect to pay. Bern itself is going to have to be a connecting flight, or you're going to have to take a train typically from Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at ticket prices if in that sort of end of August, early September time range of right now just under 1,000. Historically, it would have been closer to 600 or 700, but with fuel surcharges running on average about 450 right now and taxes at 170, before you even start to pay for airfare, you're looking at over $600. So that's only under $200 each way for the actual ticket.
Facebook question from Brianna. My husband and I want to go to Ireland in the fall. We're not sure if we need a travel agent. We're finding flights for about $800 out of Chicago. Wondering if a travel agent could get them cheaper. We don't need help with hotels or anything like that, though.
Yeah, so Ireland, not coincidentally, is very cheap out of Chicago. Aer Lingus is a low-cost international airline that flies out of there. And by the way, Ireland is the second cheapest country in Europe to fly to right now, with actually Germany being the first at the moment. And then rounding out with Switzerland and Spain being the other two. Of course, the most expensive places to go are London, Paris, and Rome, the trifecta everybody wants to go to. So in that particular case, in the fall, you should be able to get tickets out of Chicago between $700 and $800. If you see any price point, European price point to Ireland at that price point, buy it right away.
Okay. Well, they're finding flights at around $800.
Yeah, that's right in that range. Depending if it's later in the fall, October, I would expect a little bit cheaper. But if it's in late August, early September, definitely I would pull the trigger on that.
Tim in Osceola, hello.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
My wife and I are trying to travel to Denver from Minneapolis the first week of June, and I'm just wondering what the best prices you're seeing out there and if we should buy right now along with
You definitely need to be shopping right now. Is it going to be a short trip or a week-long trip?
Probably like 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, so on a six-day trip, for example, the price points jump pretty dramatically the third day in June. For example, right now on Frontier, you can get to Denver for $214 round trip.
Okay.
For example, and the prices jump to about somewhere around you know, that $240 range for mid-June. But you should be get under $240 round trip, and that's not a bad deal right now. So I'd go ahead and if you find any flight sort of in that $220 to $230 round trip, I'd go ahead and buy it.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Tim. Dennis in Platteville. Hi to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling. Where are you headed?
I'd like to go to Seoul, South Korea, but it's probably Incheon, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you'll be going to Incheon Airport, yeah.
Incheon, yeah. And any time between August and December. And what would be the best time and the cheapest price?
Sure. Well, again, September's going to be cheaper. September, definitely. The other thing to note is if you fly on Monday through Thursday, you get another discount because they charge more for flights on the weekends. So okay. If you go, for example, Tuesday to a Tuesday, you're going to save yourself about $80 round trip.
Okay, well, we're planning on probably for 2 weeks to 30 days.
Yeah, so Tuesday to the next Tuesday or, you know, however many you want to do. So fly on a midweek day if you can, if you have the flexibility to do that. Save some money there. Out of Chicago right now, in that time frame, you should be. I'm gonna look real quick on our software. And, yeah, so you're looking at prices. I even see prices right now under $1,000. I would expect
under
you
– Wow.
Yeah, so I think I would shoot for between $900 and $1,000, and I'd start to really, if you see anything under $1,000 that's one stop or even a nonstop, for example, out of Chicago, Asiana is flying that route right now for, it looks like, around $1,000 nonstop. The one stop on American is right at $980 right now, which is a pretty good price.
Wow, pretty good. That is really good, yeah. That is, because I've paid up to $2,000 for it before.
Yeah, so if you see anything under $1,000 right now, Chicago to Seoul, there's been a little bit of a fare sale on that particular route, so I definitely would look into buying pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
How long before, you know, you want to go should you start looking?
Well, typically for international routes, you want to start about 4.5 to 5 months in advance. But at the moment, you know, depending on where oil prices and where you believe they're going to be, if you see a ticket under 1,000, which I see right now, I'd go ahead and buy it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling, Dennis. Appreciate it. And, Rick, we haven't talked about faircompare.com. So, again, tell us about your service.
Sure, yeah. We're one of the handful of companies in the world that get actually the raw data for over 500 airlines, and we process it with our own software. And we really price every route in the world for every day, so we know exactly what's going on, what's changing. Our key product that we have is these alerts. You can sign up for alerts on our site. It tells you when the prices drop. We're about to launch later this year an entire suite of advice, hopefully just about the same kind of advice in a much more detail that I'm giving you on the radio here today. And that's what we do. We basically have a group of scientists here that study literally massive amounts of pricing data and try to help people pick when to shop, what day to start shopping, what's the best days to travel, how early should I start shopping. And that's basically what we do day in and day out here at Fair Compare.
And those alerts are, and it's easy to get set up for an alert, isn't it?
Yeah, you just basically type in your city pair approximately when you want to go, and it'll start letting you know whenever prices drop. It'll also tell you what a good price is. Just because a price drops doesn't necessarily mean it's a good price.
Yeah. Rick, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Rick Cini is CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. Obviously, that's where you go on the website. It's faircompare, and fair is spelled F-A-R-E, faircompare.com. Always a pleasure to have him with us. And certainly, he comes by about once a month, actually. And so he'll be back probably in about a month from now, and we'll go do this all over again. I will look forward to it as well. And today, of course, today's Thursday. That means tomorrow's Friday. And Fridays from 11 to 12:30, we have Garden Talk. And we zero in a lot of different things. How's your grass looking in your lawn? Mine actually looks green. I think the snow went away and it was bright green. I don't know what happened there. But Doug Soldat, our turf specialist, will be with us tomorrow for Garden Talk and talk about your lawn and probably mine as well. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.